Leader. You're listening to leaders.com.
وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. After the name Al-Qahharu comes another very beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Wahhabu. Wahhabu, or even Ya Wahhabu. Wahhabu means the giver, the provider, the bestower. It comes from the root words wahaba. And wahaba in the Arabic language means that when you give something, you give it in such a way that you are not asking for anything in return. So that you give something in such a way that you don't want anything back in return. And so Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has explained this beautiful name, and he says that Wahhab can only be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are familiar with certain names like Abdul Wahhab. And Abdul Wahhab means the servant of Wahhab, the slave of Wahhab. And Imam Ghazali says that Wahhab is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah who gives in such a way that Allah does not want anything back from anything of His creation, because Allah is not in need of any assistance. Allah does not need His creation. Allah does not need any kind of service from His creation. And so He is the only one who is Wahhab, the giver, and the provider, and the bestower. A human being, he can be Abdul Wahhab, but he is not a Wahhab. Even if a person is very, very pious, and if he says that I am doing something without any form of recompense, without wanting anything from certain individual, the truth is that there is always some kind of an agenda. You might want to give someone hadiyah, and by giving hadiyah, you might not say it in words, but perhaps that person will know that, okay, now do what I tell you, or don't go against me, or understand what I'm trying to tell you. There's always this hidden agenda when insan is giving something. There's always this hidden agenda. Even if a person, for an example, if he is doing something purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course he is doing it for who? For the pleasure of Allah. Then what he wants from Allah is Jannah. that Allah saves him from Jahannam. So in reality, Imam Ghazali says that insan is only matlabi. Insan is only matlabi. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course, because insan is weak. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Wahhab. Allah has created Jannah, Allah has created Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs no assistance from any of His creation. He is Malik al-Mulk and He can do whatever He wants. Without the assistance of angels, without the assistance of the Malaika, He needs no one. So He is truly Al-Wahhab. Truly Al-Wahhab. And Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam have understood this, and in the Quran we find the word Wahhaba many a times. We find the other forms of this word also. Wahhab is also mentioned. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam speaks of this, and he says, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Sulaiman alayhi salam is asking Allah, O Allah, forgive me. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مِن لَدُنْكَ وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي. And O Allah, grant me a kingdom that You have not given to anyone else. لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدٍ. That after me You have not given this kingdom to anyone else. That is why the greatest king and a Nabi was Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. His rule was over the whole world. The greatest king and a Nabi. He was Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And here Sulaiman alayhi salam is asking for that kingdom. At the end he said, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Because Allah, it is only You who is Wahhab, the one who is the bestower. It is only You who gives. You are the one who provides. And also, in another very famous verse of the Quran, this word, this name of Allah is also mentioned. And in fact, it's a famous dua which we are told to read continuously all the time in our supplications. A famous dua, Allah says, when you make dua, do dua with these words, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِكْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O our Lord, O Allah, don't deviate our hearts after giving us guidance. Don't deviate our hearts after giving us guidance. بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And O Allah, from Yourself give us mercy. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ. Because You are the one who is the bestower. O Allah, only You give. O Allah, only You give. And so this name is a very, very powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we will see that at times Allah also gives a person when perhaps at that moment it is impossible for him to be the recipient of that blessing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give. Because nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for an example, we see Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam taking that step in the Quran. And at an old age, the wife was also barren. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is making dua, Allah, I have no means in this world, I am weak, the wife is also old. But You are the one who can bless me with pious children. You are the one who will give. And so very late in his life, Allah blessed him with Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. And so there's nothing wrong for a person if he's old and if the wife conceives. There's nothing wrong with that. SubhanAllah, Allah gives to whom He will. And so when Allah blessed him with Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, he did the shukr of Allah and he said, Alhamdulillah alladhi wahabali ala al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. All praises be to Allah who blessed me very late in my life, at an old age. Not one son but two, Ismail and Ishaq alayhi salam. And then he said, Inna Rabbi la sami'u du'a. It is only my Lord Allah who listens to the supplications, to the du'a that we make. And so now it was actually impossible for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and especially for the wife. But because Allah is Wahhab, and the words used are also Wahhabali, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Wahhabali. That it is Allah who bestowed, Allah who gave me Ismail alayhi salam and also Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. We see that also in the dua of another great Nabi, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. He saw Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam eating off-season fruits. And so straight away he stood up and he made a dua. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى ذَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّي هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. And then he said, Oh my Allah, هَبْ لِي, bless me a pious or طَيِّبًا also means a good offspring. A good offspring, a good child. And you will notice in the Quran that no one makes a dua just generally that give me children, that bless me with children. There is always the word tayyiba or saliheen, or other words describing piety. And so that is why that should be the aim and goal, that children should always be pious. If children are not pious, Allahu Akbar, then it is of no use. So Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam is making dua, ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. Allah give me children that are pious, good offsprings. إِنَّ رَبِّي سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Allah is the one who listens to the supplications. And so we have many words, وَهَبَلِي or وَهَبَ, that is mentioned in the Quran. The word وَهَّاب is also mentioned in the Quran. And so when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Wahhab, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and He gives and He gives. Imagine if we were to calculate everything that Allah has given us. Imagine the consumption of food for 30 years, for 40 years that Allah has given us. The consumption of water that we drink, that the family drinks. The air that we breathe. The sun that we benefit from. If there was no sun, electricity bill would be high. In this world, nothing is free. Insan gives nothing for free. The lights are switched on now, electricity bill. If the gas is working, gas bill, electricity bill. That tax, this tax, road tax, salah tax, everything, nothing is actually free. But Allah is such a Wahhab, giving you everything free, continuously. The eyes that you are using, sight, free. Hearing, free. Speech, free. Touch, senses, free. Breathing, free. Air, free. Sunlight, free. The night, light of the moon, free. Everything is completely free because He is Wahhab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, He gives. And subhanallah, He also gives to those who are not deserving of it. Someone who might even be, astaghfirullah, associating partners with Allah, doing kufr with Allah, doing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also providing him, giving them whatever Allah needs to give. Because He is the only one who is Al-Wahhab. Now sometimes, Subhanallah, you will find in the hadith that if you read this very small dua, the reward that Allah gives you is unfathomable, unlimited. And so sometimes a person wonders, oh, was this little dua and Allah has given me so much reward? So much reward. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he read one specific tasbih which had the name of Allah. And after reciting the name of Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, Umar, for reading this once, Allah has blessed you with one palace of Jannah. Reading it once, Allah has blessed you with one palace of Jannah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Allah, then if a person continuously does the tasbih, he will be the owner of many, many palaces. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Umar, are you shocked? Are you shocked? Don't you know the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't you know Allahu Akbar, that Allah is also Wahhab? And also in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala, does the tashrih of this. The last man that will crawl out from Jahannam to go into Jannah. A very long passage, hadith, in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari. The last man to crawl out to get into Jannah. Making excuses, Allah put me here, Allah put me here, Allah put me here, Allah put me here. Allah is putting him there. Allah put me close to the door of Jannah, Allah puts him there. Allah, oh please put me inside the door of Jannah. Allah says, okay, chalo, insan, betrayal comes from you. And then Allah puts him inside. So you won't ask for anything else. He said, no, but just put me inside Jannah. I just want to breathe the air of Jannah, but you know, nothing else. Kuch nahi karunga. Breathe the air of Jannah. And slowly, step by step, Allah knows everything. This man pushes himself out from Jahannam, goes towards the door of Jannah, and then towards the inside part of Jannah, and where the doors are, the gates. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now what do you want? Then Allah reminds him, do you want this ni'mah? He says, yeah, I nearly forgot. Don't you want this? Yes, Allah Pak, I want it. Do you want this? Yes, Allah Pak, I want it. Do you want this? And Allah goes on counting, you want this, you want this, you want this, you want this. And then he says, what else could I ask for? What else could I ask for? In fact, in the beginning he says that go find a space for yourself in Jannah. Allah will make it such that he will go and he will enter Jannah and he will find that Jannah is very crowded and it has been occupied. And so he will return back sad, Allah Pak, everybody has taken their residence in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, you are the last man to go to Jannah. Allah will give you Jannah equivalent to 10 worlds. Equivalent to 10 of this world that we live in. 10. You know, you ask for someone who has a big house and a lot of land and acres of land. But how much could he have? How many acres? How many? How many acres? Allah is giving him equivalent to 10 worlds. The last man to go to Jannah. Imagine the pious people. What is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to understand that He is Wahhab. That is why this tasbih is so powerful. That if a man feels that now he is trapped, now it is out of his reach, now he can't do anything whatsoever, even then he should not feel dejected. And if he does this tasbih continuously, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, with the intention that Allah, I am in this dilemma. Ya Allah, I have this takleef. Oh Ya Allah, I have this bimari. Oh Ya Allah, I have this problem. Oh Allah, I have this issue. Like how Allah gave Ibrahim alayhi salam Ismail and Ishaq at a very old age. Allah gave Zakaria alayhi salam awlad. Allah gave Maryam alayhi salam rizq. Allah gave everyone. And all have used the word Wahhab, Wahhaba. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no difficulty whatsoever. And so the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very, very powerful. Wallahi, these little du'as, they help a person in everything of their life. Everything. We don't realize. Sometimes we think that, oh, we should only read one para. Yeah, if you read one para, it's good. But the sunnah du'a, the sunnah du'a. Some lady was telling me that she saw a dream. That she saw a dream that she went in the toilet without reading the dua, and the jinns attacked her. The jinns attacked her. So when the jinns attacked her, whilst this is a dream, she was in the toilet. And so, very spontaneously, the words of Ayatul Kursi came out from her mouth. So because the jinnat were there, so she started reading Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Imagine the jinns told her that no, don't read Ayatul Kursi, read the dua that is read by the Nabi, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Because at that time Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this dua. The du'as are so powerful, so powerful. Allahu Akbar, we don't even realize. And so simple. Imagine, we do wudu 5 times a day. After doing wudu, if a person reads this dua, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Who doesn't know this dua? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. After wudu, you read this dua. In the hadith, it comes that Allah will open the 8 gates of Jannah for this man. After wudu, just read this dua. But sometimes we waste the precious minutes that Allah has given. We don't even realize. And in another narration with this dua, there is also another attachment. Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. But even if you read Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, the reward is immense. Immense. Allahu. In the books of ahadith, it is said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, after farz namaz, if you read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times. And then after that, you read once, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadeer. Allah will forgive all of your sins, even if your sins are equivalent to the forms of the waves in the seas. Jaz ke barabar bhi guna ho, Allah usko maaf farma de. So easy. 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar, and la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. In some narration there is also yuhyi wa yumeet. But if you read it, there is no issue. And so he is Wahhab. For the du'as that take you 30 seconds, the reward that Allah will give you is unfathomable. You will not even, you can't even imagine, Ya Allah, so much reward, so much reward. I was visiting this brother in his house, mashallah, a very nice, pious man. And as he opens the door, you have the passage there, and in front, mashallah, there is this beautiful verse of the Quran that is written. And it is written, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Aha, subhanallah. In his house. Very beautiful ayat of the Quran. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ. Beautiful calligraphy. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. He said to me, Mawlana, read this ayat. I said, Subhanallah, Surah Rahman, who can forget this ayat? Which of the blessings of Allah can you deny? Which of the blessings of Allah can you deny? And he said, Mawlana, there was a time that I did not have running water in my bathroom. Today Allah has given me a swimming pool. I did not have running water in my bathroom. Today Allah has given me a swimming pool. How much shukr do I do? Very good friend, very nice. A lot of the brothers, you might even know him. Very nice man. And he says that when I'm in the swimming pool, I don't know how to swim, but I only do the shukr of Allah, standing there. Allah, who was I and what you have given me? MashaAllah. People who don't forget Allah. I don't know how to swim, but I'm there in the water and I thank Allah. Bari ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, what have you not given me? And he says that if there's anything wrong that happens, I blame myself and I cry that this is my guna that is hitting me. And everything good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waqi is a man who does a lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he is Wahhab. Look, 10 years back, what did we have? Nothing. And now, Allah has given us more and more and more and more. Back in the years, you might have had an opportunity to eat one samosa in iftari. Now Allah is saying, eat 5 samosas in iftari. Eat 1 samosa 10 years ago. Allah is giving you now how many samosas? 5 samosas eat in iftari. He is Wahhab. And sometimes, I just want to finish this name, Wahhab, the tafsir of it. Sometimes, it is not just through what we call money or honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, money or the blessings that Allah gives. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Wahhab in a sense that this man has got nothing, nothing of dunya. He's a poor man. He's got nothing in his house. But Allah is Wahhab, Allah is the one who gives. Allah has given this man contentment in the heart. So he is also Wahhab and he gives contentment. Allah gives sukoon. So Wahhab is in different ways. Sometimes Allah is Wahhab in a way that Allah gives honor to a person that he is sahib-e izzat. He's an honorable man. And he's got so much honor that even the kings don't have so much honor. The great Muhaddis Abdullah ibn Mubarak, when he came to the city where Harun Rashid was, people were talking about Abdullah ibn Mubarak coming. Miles out from the city, people were walking to greet him and to make salam to him and to welcome him to the city. When he entered the city, people were shutting their shops and businesses were closed. Millions of people were just standing only to do salam or just to take a glance. One glance, one look at the face of Abdullah ibn Mubarak. The great muhaddis of this ummah. And so at that time, the wife of Harun Rashid was looking out from the balcony. And you see, in those days what used to happen is that the women were on the top balcony and they used to have parda there. There was no opening there whatsoever. Just little holes. And the wall was actually blocking everything. So from the top, you could not see anybody that was there in the balcony. But somebody there to allow the air to go inside. Ventilation. The women inside could see. So the wife of Harun Rashid was peeping to see all the movement. What is it? And someone said that Abdullah ibn Mubarak is here. And she said, oh-ho. The real king is Abdullah ibn Mubarak, not Harun Rashid. Allah gives honor, no? The real king is Abdullah ibn Mubarak and not Harun Rashid. Because he is Wahhab. Imagine, my respected brothers, if we do the tasbih all the time, Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab. Some of the mashayikh and the ulama have mentioned that if a person has got no wealth, poverty stricken, then let him remember the name of Allah, Al-Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for him. Allah will open the doors for him by the barakat of this name, Ya Wahhabu. And so the meaning of this name is that Allah is the one who gives. Allah is the one who gives. Now, ulama have mentioned that like how Allah gives, if a person also becomes like that, that he is also a bestower, that he also gives, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person more, because he is emulating the trait and the characteristics, the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he is Wahhab, Allah is Wahhab. And so whatever Allah has given me, I also want to give, be a provider. And so whatever you give, and when you start giving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts giving you more. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his wife, Hazrat Zainab, when she used to give, she used to count. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like that. And Allah's Nabi said to the wife, Zainab, you count and give? Does Allah count and give you? You count and give. Does Allah count and give you? Does Wahhab count and give you? Never count, give without counting. Of course, this was the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so you see, if you are in that capacity, this is the best thing a person can do. This is what the ulama have written in the tafsir of this name, Al-Wahhab. Subhanallah. And sahabai kiram ajma'in. And just to conclude the session, brothers, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an says that on one occasion Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a'lan that who will assist Allah and His Rasul? Who will assist Allah and His Rasul? So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an says that at that time I was in a very good position. And it was my time to compete with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. This is what he thought in his mind. And he says, every time Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is number one, this time I am in a very good position. So he was very happy. And so he came even before Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came with lock, stock and barrel, everything he came. It was so much that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Umar, what have you left for your family? And he said, O Nabi of Allah, 50% everything I have given to Allah and His Rasul. That is a lot. 50% completely. And 50% I have a big family, I have left it for my family. But half of everything, even if there was a date, half of that given. Half to you, to Allah and His Rasul as a donation, and half for the family. And now, he sits behind Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy. And then, comes this great man, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. In some narrations it is that he was carrying a sack of gold coins. Remember, he was a businessman. And so he came and he gave gold coins to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Oh Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? So he said, O Nabi of Allah, I have left at home Allah and His Rasul, nothing more than that. Jharu markar aaya hu main, jharu markar. Nothing, nothing whatsoever. The scholars have mentioned that at that time, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq did not even have a second pair of clothes at home. The only jabba he was wearing, that was it. He came. Everything That means the wife did not have any extra clothes. Nothing. Everything. This is for Allah and His Rasul by gift. Because they knew that Allah is Wahhab. And He gave. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala could not stop crying, Oh, jinke mar mar kar ro rahe the. There is no one in this world that can beat Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He is number one. Bas. That is it. He is number one. That is why we are so fortunate, my brothers, that we are Sunni Muslims, that we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If you look at the Shias, they openly swear at Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for which two rukus of the Quran Surah An-Nur was revealed. They openly swear at Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. In fact, all of the Sahaba, the companions, including Hazrat Uthman, they are not even the lovers of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. They have a disregard for all of the companions. How fortunate we are, Allah has given us hidayat. Allahu Akbar. Don't be deceived, my respected brothers. Somebody has a long beard, and if he shows no respect for the companions, he can be a shaitan. But he cannot be a true believer. He can be a shaitan, but he's not a true believer. So what if somebody knows how to speak Arabic? Some people think that, oh, I know Arabic the way I will go to Jannatul Firdaus. Even the Christians speak Arabic. Abu Lahab spoke Arabic. Abu Jahl knew Arabic. The criteria for entry into Jannah is not Arabic, it is taqwa. Allah says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most pious will enter Jannah. Imam Bukhari was not an Arab. Imam Muslim was not an Arab. Allah took the service of compiling hadith not from the Arabs. Those who were Ajmis, those who were non-Arabs, Imam Bukhari, Uzbekistan, Imam al-Muslim, nothing to do with the Arab lineage. Allahu Akbar. Understand this, my respected brothers and elders. And so this is so important. And so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was there, Hazrat Umar was crying, but khair, he did not have any clothes. It is said that Allah's Nabi told Hazrat Bilal that Bilal go to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and ask her that if she has got an extra piece of cloth, a lungi, a loin cloth. And maybe Fatima gave that loin cloth which was later then given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala for him to drape and to cover his body. And when he put on that cloth, it is said that before Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq could come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Jibreel Amin came from the heavens in the same attire as Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was wearing, Jibreel Amin was wearing the same clothes. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Jibreel, what kind of clothes is this? He said, oh Nabi of Allah, everyone in the heavens, all of the angels today are wearing the same uniform which Abu Bakr Siddiq is wearing today. Because he is the most beloved to Allah of his generosity and of his sincerity and of his love for you, for Allah and his Rasul. And I have come down to you to pass the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell Siddiq Akbar that Allah is pleased with him. Imagine the malaika would imitate Siddiq Akbar, certain action. And so my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq to anyone who he chooses. But it is very, very important to understand this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wahhab, the one who gives. the one who is the provider, the one who is the bestower. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Rabbi ighfir warhamna anta khayrul rahimin. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama waj'alna lil muttaqina imama waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.